Let's turn from searching to actually discovering a surprise find at the bottom of a river. It was 97 years ago when a couple of young Detroit women were having fun one summer's day at Tajmu. It was a very popular amusement park on Harsons Island, right there on the northern end of Lake St. Clair. After their date, they wrote a message. They rolled it up, tucked it into a bottle, and tossed it in the water. We know all of this because my next guest found that very bottle as he was diving in the St. Clair River. Dave Leander joins us now from his Great Lakes Dive Center in Macomb County. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Great. So is that the first time you ever found one? I mean, it's such a cliche, but there it is.
Yeah, first note in a bottle. I mean, the bottles are down there, but this was definitely the first note.
Was it something you could clearly see that there was something besides just one of the many empty bottles that you probably see down there?
There was a rolled up, like receipt paper. It was a little bit thicker than regular paper, and I could definitely see writing. It wasn't legible until I came up out of the water, but I could definitely see writing on there. It was completely an airspace with a cork in it, and as I brought it up, the pressure inside the bottle popped the cork out a little bit, and the note got a little moist, but I dried it off real fast with the heater of my vehicle.
And then what?
Well, I read it. It was written by two girls, and they put their name and their address. Both of them were from Detroit, and they said they dated it. It was dated June 30th, 1915, and they said they were having a great time at Tajmu. And Tajmu was a park very similar to today's Cedar Point, where everybody goes down to Cedar Point. There was a big arcade there and hotels that you could go spend a day or spend a weekend.
And what have you done to preserve this message that lay at the bottom of the St. Clair River for all these years?
Well, I put a better cork in it. I made sure that we fitted a cork so that there would be no more moisture going inside, and we just kind of leave it out of, so you don't want to leave it in the sunlight. It was written in pencil, and I think that's what really saved the note, because if it was in ink, I think it would have blurred or run or whatever.
Now, the message was written by Selena Pramstaller and Tilly Esper. And now that you've had time to, you know, look at the note and think about that, how does it make you feel to be the first person to share the words those girls wrote nearly 97 years to the day?
Oh, it's been interesting. Another diver friend of mine, Mike Brodzik, is a bottle collector, so we always compare our finds whenever we bring him up, and he's just an encyclopedia on bottles. And I showed him the note, and he had interest in it, and he took a couple pictures. And his brother and his brother's wife do genealogy, and what they did is they went back and they found, you know, like through Census Bureau and IRS information, who these girls were and where they lived and a little bit about them.
Have you been able to find any relatives?
There's a gentleman, his name's, I forget Bernard's last name, Bernard Licata from the museum on Harson's Island. And he's trying to get a hold of some descendants of these two girls and have them out to the Tajmu days that they're having this July. And he's had phone calls from a couple descendants already. In fact, one grandson that said, you know, hey, that was my grandmother.
Wow.
Well, that's kind of cool. You know, it just, we think it's kind of neat.
Well, so do we. It got me wondering, and I wonder what your thoughts are, Dave. What does it say to you about the permanence of putting something down on paper versus the tweets and emails and Facebook statuses we're doing today?
I'm not a tweeter. I do some Facebook, but not a lot, and it just drives me crazy. But I have in the past, and I'm sure people of my age have put notes in bottles and thrown it overboard and just wonder where it shows up.
And there you found out. Had it actually traveled very far in its 97 years?
I don't believe so. I believe it sunk within a few feet of where it went into the water. It was a heavy glass bottle because the glass at that time of century was a little bit more thicker than it is today, and it was a smaller bottle, and I believe it sunk pretty fast.
How does this rank among all the things you've found at the bottom of lakes and rivers all the years you've been diving?
It's gotten the most attention. The thing that got the most praise was a set of pearls I found one time that my wife dutifully took possession of.
I'm sure she did. Dave Leander is a diver and owner of the Great Lakes Dive Center. He spoke to us from the shop in Shelby Township in Macomb County. Thanks so much, Dave.
Cynthia, thank you very much.